And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are tuned into News from the Boo, the show where we talk about all things inside and outside of KBOO and what we want you to know and how you can get involved in your community radio station. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, one of your, how do we put this, interim station co-manager. Such a long title, but a fun position to have. Tonight, I am speaking with Tom Lane, our new development director. Tom, welcome to your first time on News from the Boo.
Thank you, Jenna.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Okay, so Tom, you started here at KBOO as our development director technically back in December, but people only saw you coming in on Saturdays, or there was a lot of emails happening. So
right.
People didn't actually really start to see your face full time until January. What was your first day?
Yeah, January 2nd was my first day. Okay. And then I had a meeting out of the office in the morning, so that wasn't even a full day here.
Okay, so that means you've been here for now like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And how's life at KBOO in your first 2 weeks?
It's going well. I've really enjoyed getting to know some of the volunteers and also the staff, as we all work different schedules, some of us in the day, some of us late into the evening. So that's been really fun just to get to know, a very eclectic, wide variety of people that represent KBOO.
Yeah, it's a different place to work if you've never worked at a 24-hour location. Definitely when I first started working here at KBOO, I realized, oh, that's why sometimes you see air until 10 p.m. and you see some people working on Sundays and Saturdays, because the work really never stops when you have a 24-hour location.
That's right. That's right. So I've really just sort of dove in and have been working with a variety of our foundation partners and looking at some exciting events that we can put together in the coming months.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's just give a quick overview to people who are like, what does a development director do? What does a development director do, development director Tom?
Yeah, so I like to say I'm sort of the pitch hitter that kind of keeps the balls up in the air and moving forward. So it's definitely development, I feel like, is a team effort, and it's really working with a variety of stakeholders, including the board and staff, and then key volunteers and donors as well. So it really is very highly collaborative. Some of it is, grant writing to foundations. As I mentioned before, our foundation partners, we've been fortunate to have a number of those. We also have about 80% of our donations come from individuals. So that is a key group of segment of our supporters that I'm looking forward to getting to know. We do, individual engagement with donors, but we also have many KBOO supporters may have just recently gotten our end of year appeal. So that's also another way that we kind of communicate, is sort of providing updates on the cool work that's happening here at KBOO.
So I think that's a nice segue to also say thank you to all of our members. And thank you to Tom. He really stepped in when he came in right in those last kind of couple weeks of December. He really helped us get together our end of the year appeals and made sure that all of that went smoothly. And we met our goal. So thank you, Tom, for helping us. And that was like one of the first things you did in coming on board. And thank you to all of our members and supporters who gave at that time. So yay,
yeah,
go development
definitely.
Success.
Thanks, Jenna. And Thanks. I also second that. I echo thanks to all of you, our KBOO supporters. Another aspect of my work is also, as I touched upon briefly, is creating events. And so we are looking at a variety of events, some of them large, some of them more grassroots sort of in nature. And then we also are looking at some exciting outreach events that we hope to engage our volunteers in as well.
So if people are wondering, what is an outreach event, what does that look like for KBOO?
So an outreach event could look like many things. It could be helping. We had some great volunteers that helped on our book and record sale. And another type of event or outreach event could be let's say, you know, we're looking at engaging the Portland Marathon, and we're visiting the possibility of doing like a water station with a bunch of KBOO volunteers and having our banners up and having volunteers kind of reach out to participants to tell them a little bit about KBOO.
And also hand them that cup of water that they snatch.
And their cup of water, yeah.
So for people who are maybe a little interested about you, Tom, personally, we don't have to dig too deep into it, but sure. Your professional history, how long have you been in development and where kind of have you been previously?
Yeah, I've worked about 20 years in development, and I've worked for a variety of primarily grassroots social justice and health organizations. And some of those organizations have included Outright Action International in New York City, and NAMI, the National Alliance of Mental Illness, where I most recently was the deputy director up in Seattle for 5 years for NAMI of Washington State.
Nice. Well, thank you for coming to KBOO.
Yes, I'm thrilled to be
and coming
part
to
of the team.
Moving southward, you came to the better state. You're like,
yes,
Washington.
Yes, I'm enjoying Portland.
I'm gonna cross that river. And
exactly.
Go into Oregon.
Exactly.
How are you enjoying Portland, by the way?
I'm really enjoying it. I'm really finding, I love the strong neighborhood associations that are here in Portland and the local feel. I'm actually from Maine originally, and I have spent quite a fair amount of time in Portland, Maine as well. And they have some striking similarities of buying local and having a very sort of proud sort of neighborly feel, I would say.
I think we sometime need to interview you, and we'll do the Portland contrast.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
because
I've never been to Portland, Maine, but I'm very, very curious because I've heard other people say this, that it's like if you're from Portland, Maine, mm-hmm. that you might dig Portland, Oregon. And I'm wondering if it has to do with the name. Anyhow, let's get back into the whole development discussion.
Yes.
So I know that, you're the development director, but it definitely takes volunteers and a team of people to do actually the development action plan that you have. So how can our volunteers get involved with your department, or what are the needs that you're looking for right now or either moving into as we look forward through 2020?
So something that that's coming up is our monthly development committee meeting, and that will happen on January 28th from 4:30 to 5:30 right here at the station. And we also will have a number of opportunities moving forward to learn about grant writing. I'd really like to support a number of our volunteers in their own projects and sort of build the capacity of their ability to reach out and get grants. So we might do a workshop, for example, at the Central Library with learning about grant writing and how to search for grants. So that's some of the exciting stuff that's coming up. We also will have a number of outreach events, like I mentioned, and so be looking for those opportunities in the newsletters, the e-news that we send out. Mm-hmm. We will definitely be communicating about those opportunities.
For our volunteers, oftentimes we call it tabling at an event. So you can go there, you know, hand out the stickers and answer the questions. Some people have to become members or, you know, buy the KBOO swag, all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of tabling. It's a fun way to see who our supporters are. I'm always kind of surprised, you know, when I go to a tabling event representing KBOO, who comes up to us and tells us what shows they like. It's just you realize what an eclectic kind of station we are and how wide our support actually is. So
yeah,
very
definitely.
Much encourage people who want to table, do it.
Yeah, so be looking for that in our upcoming e-news communications. And you can always reach out to me as well at development@kboo.org if you have specific interests in helping out on events or writing grants for the station itself. I'm happy to have those conversations and would appreciate the help.
All right, one more time. When is that development committee?
It is January 28th from 4:30 to 5:30 here at the KBOO station.
Yeah, so all you people who like to committee or want to learn more about development, because, you know, we always say that KBOO, you're here to volunteer, yeah, and we hope that you learn something that you can also take out into the world outside of KBOO. And I've always thought of development as one of those skills that you can definitely translate to outside the radio station. Who doesn't want to
For
learn
sure.
how to do grant writing?
Yeah, it's a great skill to have, so, and I'm happy to share my skills with people.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom, so much for joining us on your first News from the Boo. You did it.
Thanks, Jenna.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see you next time. Okay, in our last few minutes here on News from the Boo, of course, we're going to talk about opportunities for our volunteers, upcoming trainings that we got. We got a board op training coming up on Friday, January 24th. That's 4 to 6 p.m. Make sure you go onto your VicNet account to sign up for that. If you're not a volunteer already at KBOO and you're interested in learning board op training, then go ahead and sign or email our volunteer coordinator at volunteer@kboo.org to find out all about becoming a volunteer at KBOO. And if you are a volunteer at KBOO, then maybe you want to take our January 17th class of Intro to Audio. That's Friday, January 17th from 12 to 4. That's one of those mandatory training classes if you're wanting to get into programming. We have a beginning digital editing class happening on Monday, February 3rd. And then we have Receptionist 101 training, a great class for those of you who are maybe not looking to be on air but want to be part of KBOO and like being that friendly face in the front. That is happening on Wednesday, February 5th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. This is a really great class, I think, because it teaches a skill that goes just beyond making radio. You know, it's answering phones. It's learning how to interact with people face-to-face, being that greeter, learning everything that goes into being a receptionist. And then getting back to some radio skills, we have our FCC legal training class, a required class for all of you who are looking to become programmers or are programmers and need some brush up on what are all of the legal things. That's going to be this coming Saturday, January 18th from 1 to 3 p.m. Then, of course, the most important field recording skill that we need for this year in covering all the things that are happening around town in 2020, a field recording class happening also on Saturday, January 18th from 3 to 5 p.m. All those classes are happening right here at KBOO Community Radio. So if you want to sign up for any of those classes, make sure you go onto your VicNet account. That's how you sign up for that. If you have any questions about any of these classes or scheduling, go ahead and shoot an email to the volunteer coordinator, Layla. Her email, again, is volunteer@kboo.org. Well, another reason to email our volunteer coordinator, if you're not a volunteer yet, I forgot to mention that the next volunteer orientation, the class that you need to take in order to become a volunteer here at KBOO, the next one is happening on Tuesday, February 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. You can email the volunteer coordinator if you have any questions, that volunteer@kboo.org. Or you can just show up. It's one of those things where people can just show up and learn more about KBOO, learn how you volunteer, find out what all the different rules are. Okay, we've got one other thing. Oh, yeah, the board meeting. Our January board meeting is on Tuesday, January 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. Usually our board meeting is on Mondays, but for this month it's going to be on Tuesday. So that's Tuesday, January 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. here at KBOO Community Radio. And one announcement from the web tech department is, oh yeah, the Dogs of KBOO calendar is forthcoming. So thanks to everyone who participated in that. Well, we are all out of time as usual. It always goes by too quickly, at least in my opinion. For News from the Boo, we always have so much to share with you. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for supporting your community radio station. I've been your host, Jenna Yokoyama, your interim station co-manager. We will talk to you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
This is KBOO Portland. The time is almost 6 o'clock, and coming up is Rural Roots Radio. I said it.
I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
I'm Shahid Hamid, KBOO board member. Join the World Arts Foundation and KBOO Radio as we pay homage to the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's the 35th anniversary of Keep Alive the Dream, Monday, January the 20th from 11 to 6:30 p.m. at the Highland Christian Center. This year, we will be joined by international opera star Angela Brown and straight from America's Got Talent, Danielle Damon. That's Monday, January the 20th from 11 to 6:30 p.m. at the Highland Christian Center at 7600 Northeast Gleason. Or listen live on KBOO Radio or view it on Open Signal Community Television.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Not So Supernova on Saturday, January 18th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the All Saints Episcopal Church in Portland. Not So Supernova is a full-length one-woman play exploring the edges of motherhood and marriage with humor and depth. Again, that's Not So Supernova on Saturday, January 18th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at